will fly home undefeated, 11-0, 8-0 in Big Ten play. Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13. We'll continue with our postgame coverage presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Ducks were 3 out of 5 in the red zone. Badgers 3 for 3. The touchdown and the 2 Nathaniel Vakos field goals. Touchdowns were not plentiful tonight. Will Pauling, a 2-yard reception from Braden Locke late in the first half, and then the Jordan James 11-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter. The only score for one of the higher scoring teams in college football, the only touchdown for Oregon here tonight, but the Ducks beat the Badgers 16-13. Well, for the Ducks, the bye, as we mentioned, they need it. Tez Johnson on the mend, their leading receiver, who's missed now almost 3 full games, and they lose Justice Lowe in the course of the game. Jamari Caldwell gets shaken up on the interception. For the Badgers, though, Hunter Waller, that's the concern going into the final 2 games, where the Badgers are exactly where they were a year ago, record-wise, 5-5.
And you got Will Pauling, and yep. Now you have these rivalry games and bowl eligibility, so disappointing. I think you have to respect the effort and where we were at tonight, the opportunities, but at some point you have to find a way to get over the hump.
Yep.
Tonight we had those opportunities that unfortunately not able to climb over.
This Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. We'll recap the other games in the Big Ten, all that and more coming up. Post-game coverage brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, David Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Cat dealer, David Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavitCat.com or call your local Favit Cat store for more information. Favit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13, your final. Earlier today in the Big Ten, Ohio State rolled over Northwestern down at Wrigley Field, 31-7. Illinois, Brett Bielema's team with a big win over Michigan State, 38-16. Penn State, no trouble with the Purdue team that remains winless in the Big Ten, 49-10. The Nittany Lions over the Boilermakers. It was Rutgers over Maryland, 31-17, and Nebraska now has lost four straight, going out to the Coliseum and falling to USC, 28-20. So a pair of 5-5 teams will hook up next Saturday, a 2:30 kick down in Lincoln. Our coverage will start at 12:30, and again, the regular season finale will be on Black Friday, an 11 a.m. kick, the final home game of the season as the Badgers take on Minnesota. So you've got, you know, two teams next week. Taos trying to get bowl eligible. And for Nebraska, it's been a minute. Go back to 2016. And, you know, last year they had a losing streak late. They're on the brink of breaking through. They, too, much like Wisconsin, have had trouble scoring. And that's been a big, but they got some big dudes defensively. They can D up a little bit, but the offense has been the issue, even with a very highly touted and very talented freshman quarterback in Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, it will be a big challenge because I think we saw a couple of weeks ago when Wisconsin went on the road in a real hostile environment. The one thing you know about Nebraska, it'll be a sellout. That's kind of their little deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
They promote that, and it'll be loud, and they're going to be fired up. So for as gut-wrenching as this is, you still have to look at, we have two games left. Going to have to get back up on the horse. This will sting. Let it sting. And ain't nothing going to be easy for this football team. Doesn't matter who we're playing. You're going to have to get out and perform at a high level. And Nebraska, I know they got two big dudes in the middle that caused all kinds of problems. Oregon tonight was able to cause a lot of problems with their front. So the challenge will be big for this team to get to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, Nash Hutmaker and Ty Robinson, those big dudes on that. It looks like a great tag team combination to get in there, the WWE, but they can play football a little bit as well. And, you know, you go back to, you know, I mentioned that the records are matching this year to last for Wisconsin through 10 games at 5-5. And yes, they had the very poor performance in Iowa City, but if you remember last year, the Badgers had back-to-back poor performances at a one win in the league Indiana team, and then the hot mess that was the Northwestern game. So that was the game where guys like Tanner Mordecai and Hunter Waller spoke up very candidly about the want to and all of that. And the Badgers toughed it out in no small part due to Braylon Allen, who was playing on basically one leg. Mm-hmm. And he ran extremely well against a good rush defense in Nebraska and then ran over Minnesota, he and Tanner Mordecai. So that's the next piece of the storyline for the Badgers. And they dust themselves off after a gut punch of a loss and finish the season at least with wins in their final two games and see where that takes them.
And I would expect that they will, because we saw that last year when things were kind of going away. And tonight, these are those losses that you find a lot about what kind of character your locker room is, because you emptied your bucket. And I thought everybody played their tails off tonight. You gave everything you had. And when you fall short now, you're not going to maybe hit all the goals that you had, but you still have 2 weeks to try and keep this bowl streak eligible and send these seniors out at home on a good note in a couple of weeks. So a lot to still play for, but no doubt this will be a stinging loss in that locker room.
Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey friends, Mott's and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's of Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's of Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13 tonight. A few minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, immediately after a three-point loss to a number one ranked team, you look at some positives and obviously some negatives, and I imagine that the disappointment is that you didn't find a way to finish when you had a chance.
No doubt. Been in these situations, we've been close, and we've played some great teams, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the top-rated team in the country or whoever, and you got to find ways to finish and win football games, and that seems to be eluding us in the most critical moments.
Luke, if I go back to the response after offensively, you didn't start out the way you wanted to with the first three drives, but after that, you had some late first half answers and a big hit. Sometimes it's the big play. The Vinny Anthony hit was significant.
It was, and we've done a good job at managing those that middle eight right there, we move the football, which gives you an opportunity when you do well on first down. You move the football and you get a couple first downs that you feel more comfortable taking some of those shots and giving guys like Vinny those opportunities. We just got to find ways to be able to be more consistent to do that.
Yeah, the huge drive to open your first possession of the second half. There is a however. It ended up in 3 points rather than 7 points, which, again, is a significant moment.
Yeah, there's as bit much of the difference as anything. It's just the ability to, even how you're going to play the fourth quarter. But you got to be able to respond. And we got points out of it, which is still a good thing. And we did what we wanted to do and controlled the football, but it still wasn't enough.
They're a top 10 defense in the country. I think they showed that. After you had that long drive, then the rest of the game, they fairly well shut you down on your offensive possessions the rest of the way.
Yeah, they're built to – obviously for some of those 2 minute situations, and that's not the position you want to be in. So we got to keep ourselves out of that position, and we know it's going to happen at some point in time. But that's not one that obviously was very good for us tonight.
Let me ask you about an individual play that Xavier Lucas made. You had a blitz on a third and long that he comes off the edge, and he's savvy enough to break down and not try to be a hero on the play, and that you force them into something.
Really, really big play and a really intelligent, smart play on the fly for a young kid. He did. He knows how elusive Dylan Gabriel can be, and how many plays he's already made tonight. And he had the poise to not be out of control and come to balance and keep it in front of him. And it was a big play for us.
Couple of final thoughts. Maybe the most significant play of the game is their 4th and 9 conversion, the first play of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yep. That's one that is one you got to be able to overcome. And give them credit that they made the play. We didn't execute, and that puts you in the situation where now all the momentum that you had, you lost.
And then the last one was the chop block that was called. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. It gives them a short field. What did you see?
I guess I don't know the definition of a chop block. It usually means you got to leave your feet in order to hit somebody low. But when you hit them in the waist, it doesn't seem to be a chop block. But nonetheless, you've got to find ways to overcome things. And We weren't able to do that tonight.
I'm with you on that one. Last one is how you spin this forward. There are two games left. That message that you give to your team with two games to play, what is it, and how do you take this and play it forward positively?
There's only one way to go, and it's we got to keep battling. And unfortunately, we've been here before, and we let a loss linger and didn't allow us to come back and play the way we need to play, and we can't have that happen again.
Coach, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you guys.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Looked like an engagement high and low on the chop block, but whatever. It is what it is. And enough mistakes made by Wisconsin here tonight. And, mention about, being in position again, trying to get over the hump. You got two teams meeting next week who it's a little bit of a misery loves company there, because we mentioned with Nebraska, proud program, tradition rich, one with, quite frankly, a higher ceiling than Wisconsin historically. But they've lost a lot of one-score games in the last several years. It happened again today when they lost to USC. We're seeing a Wisconsin team that's been spinning its wheels now for going on 5 years. And I think, Taos, the mental part of this, as someone who played this game, physically Oregon's more talented, but you're right there, and there's just something. I don't know if it's the level of confidence, but I guess until you do it, there could always be a little doubt that seeps in late in these close games.
You need to have success. You need to see it validated. So you can have all the, oh, great, and just go ahead and look, and I'm not trying to compare anybody, Kansas City Chiefs. They knew they were going to block that field goal. Now, is that crazy to think last week? Because they know and they believe, and you have to have that. So not to say these guys aren't believing that they can do it, but it's got to get validated. And, yes, you're beating Rutgers and Northwestern, but you had these opportunities this year that I think everybody thought was Penn State was gettable. And until you get over that hump, there's always that little seed of doubt in saying, well, we're here. Are we going to be able to get it done? And you have to actually do it. And I think that's the frustration that I'm sure Luke is feeling and that locker room is feeling, is had some opportunities this year and we have not been able to get over the hump. And if you're going to grow, you have to, that locker room has to see it. They have to believe it. You can believe all you want. You got to see it. And then you feel it. And then that carries into the next time that you get that opportunity. And that's what this, right now, that's what we're lacking.
And that's what you saw that Oregon does not lack. Now, you have a Heisman contending quarterback, veteran guy, most touchdowns responsible for in NCAA history. With that 4th and 9 to start the fourth quarter, he found his tight end, Terrence Ferguson. It was a pinpoint throw and a big-time catch, but they went for it because they expected to make it, and it was validated. And even the fake field goal, which is like, you sure? You're trying to take a 3-point game to a 6-point game, but you have the Bill Raftery term, you got the onions to do it because you expect to get it.
And the guys believe it. And even when it doesn't work, they're like, well, you know what? Coach believed and trusted us. We'll get it done. And what'd they do? They got it done. They picked it up. So it all goes hand in hand. And, again, it's one thing to say it and for coaches to say it in front of meeting rooms when they get there and everything else. You got to do it. And right now Wisconsin's there, but they haven't quite been able to finish it.
Well, now getting to crunch time in the Big Ten. We mentioned Wisconsin and Nebraska next week. You got Indiana going to Ohio State. Showdown game in Columbus. Penn State goes to Minneapolis to take on the Gophers. The Gophers can be pretty good on the home field. So here we go, the final couple games of the regular season. So another big crowd, great crowd again tonight. Mm-hmm. Atmosphere for the home season has just been terrific, and you have one more chance to do it in a couple of weeks against Minnesota. But speaking of great atmospheres, it's always the case in Lincoln. So be your first trip down there, huh?
Well, I went as a fan. That's one of the only games I went as a fan. Yeah, I think it was one of the first ones. Well, I think we got beat.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, thanks for stopping by, say hi.
Yeah, I just remember the night with Tark Sala. You didn't want to see me.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think you wanted me floating around with you after you had a long weekend with Tark.
Floating would be the right word.
Steer clear of LePay.
One of the greats. Hall of Famer, by the way, Tark Sala.
Just ask him.
Yeah, that's right. think the celebration continues from his UW.
I think he's had he literally has had a 3-month celebration.
Yeah, well, so good for him.
Absolutely.
He's not America's guest for nothing. Your final score, Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13 tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. That'll do it for our portion of the postgame show, but hang around. Much more to come with Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen. They're stepping in next as the local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It
takes me a minute.
It takes
that was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
That was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame as the Badgers fall to top-ranked Oregon tonight, 16-13, the final from Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen tonight. Lance, we've talked throughout the season of missed opportunities and some ability to capitalize when and strike while the iron's hot. Badgers had a couple of key opportunities here tonight and were able to make this thing a hell of a game and a hell of a Saturday night here at Camp Randall Stadium. 16-13, the final. I know there were a lot of fans that came in with varying levels of expectation into tonight, but I will say I think most of them were exceeded by the performance on the field here tonight by the Badgers.
That is what is unfortunate, Billy, is, you know, you had a team, a number one team in the nation on the ropes. You had a chance to get your signature victory. Mm-hmm. And once again, it just kind of frittered away at the end. And this time it was even more painful because it wasn't like, you know, they got boat raced in the fourth quarter. It wasn't like they got dominated. Now, Oregon did win the fourth quarter 10-0. But it just, once again, you can't have a delay of game penalty wasn't coming out of a timeout, Billy, but it was there was a break in the action. So that stuff cannot happen when you have, what, 2:38 left to go, three timeouts, all of that. And, you know, and just once again, mistakes and things like that that we're going to talk about. And it's unfortunate. But the one good thing is the defense was up to the task and they held a potent offense to basically less than half of what they normally average. And that's the shame in this is if they could have gotten even a little bit more or anything out of the offense, we could be talking about one of the bigger upsets in Badgers history.
Yeah, and it could be a much more raucous scene right now at Barry Alvarez Field, and it might have been a lot more difficult for me to get up from field level, Lance, up to the press box for the post game because I went down to take in the last couple of minutes, and you could feel the excitement and the energy. And then, as you mentioned, the delay of game takes a massive gust of wind out of the sails of this capacity crowd at Camp Randall. But in the midst of all that, and I think that's the crazy part of the final, you know, 4 or 5 minutes that we just watched, 2:36 to be exact, starting at that moment, is the Badgers just gave up the leading score. However, there is the feeling that you can go down, tie the game, win the game, and not let the Heisman Trophy candidate Dylan Gabriel see the ball again with you holding the Ducks, one of the most high-powered and most potent offenses in college football, to one of their worst days on the season, just overall scoring output, Lance. But being able to hold in the red zone, that's something that obviously we're talking about being able to pull positives from yet again another really disappointing finish to, as you mentioned, that signature win that Luke Fickell and company are looking for. They had it in a grasp here tonight, leading in jump around. It feels like a long, long time ago, but it's crazy to think that right after that, four plays later, the Ducks are into the end zone, and this thing was tied 13 apiece. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. We're going to parse through all of it. We'll hear from Luke Fickell coming up, as well as take some of your reaction when we get to the local portion of the postgame show here tonight. But it's a 16-13 loss for the Badgers here tonight. And the home portion of the schedule, which was knowingly daunting coming in, Badgers sit right now 3-4 overall here at Camp Randall, 5-5. Overall in play here in 2024. Stay with us. A lot more to get to. Lance Allen's right there. I'm Bill Schmidt. This is the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Explore clearybuilding.com today.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour, free, and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
16-13, the final from Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers fall tonight to top-ranked, now 11-0 Oregon. And they are for real. Badgers don't necessarily get the Ducks' best on offense. Mike Tressel's defense deserves much of the credit for that performance here tonight, Lance Allen. But that Dylan Gabriel throw, I know Mike Heller talked about it with Luke Fickell just a couple of minutes ago here on the postgame show. That 4th and 9 to start the fourth quarter, you feel the energy at Jump Around every single day. But when it's a game of this magnitude, a lot of times it's different feelings on the sidelines, right? To see the Oregon Ducks when notifications are going out on people's phones of upset alert for the number one overall team. They're down by a touchdown on the road. They got the ball with a 4th down. Man, they're celebrating, jumping around like they were up 2 scores. And that attitude and energy, the confidence, that's something you can't necessarily fake. And it was palpable here in the fourth quarter. You mentioned it, Lance. The Ducks outscore the Badgers 10-0 in the fourth quarter. We've talked about it and chronicled it a lot in Badgers' losses this year. But this one on the other side, man, Oregon had to earn it, and they were confident in doing so, that they felt like they were going to achieve that. And it was quite palpable here on the sidelines during that transition.
Yeah, you could definitely feel it. That's the shame in it, Billy, is just The Badgers were that close to getting it done. And the other thing is, you know, you look at that fake field goal and you sit there and go, why on earth would they try that? Well, obviously they felt like, okay, even if we don't get this, we have the Badgers pinned deep in their territory, deep in their turf. And, you know, obviously it's a game of respect, but they probably felt like we can. You know, they didn't have to have the ultimate of respect of, hey, we don't fear your quarterback. We don't fear what your offense can do, all that stuff. And they got it done. And now we're talking about, you know, 0-6 under Luke Fickell against ranked teams, 2-15 in the last 17 versus the top 25. Still kind of searching for that. They're now 5-5. Nebraska's lost 4 straight. Wisconsin's lost 3 straight. Somebody's going to get at least a little bit right next week and become bowl eligible, but that's what it boils down to. And Braden Locke, 12 of 28, 96 yards, touchdown and interception. But I think the delay of game will loom large. I agree with you, Billy, that I thought the defense just, you know, time after time, and they weathered a blow early. I think early in the game, Oregon had like 152 yards on the ground, and you thought, oh boy, you know, they're going to get it rolling. They're going to keep getting chunk plays and things like that. And the Badgers had about 3 yards total, but somehow the Badgers recovered from that and led 10-6, and didn't fold in the fourth quarter like they did against USC and Penn State, but just 1 of 12 on third downs. That's not enough to keep Oregon honest. I think the 8 penalties for 56 yards, once again, looms large. And then on the home field, you know, I think it was, 32.5 to 27.5 time of possession in favor of Oregon. And you just, sometimes you got to give your defense a break. And I thought they did yeoman's work tonight. It was just the offense that just couldn't get it done and let them down.
Yeah, and to start the game, when you go three and out, three straight possessions, go three plays, negative 4 yards, three plays, negative 4 yards, three plays, 0 yards, against the number one overall team and a team that averages 30-plus a night, that feels like it's going to be a hole that is going to be too much to dig out of. Au contraire, tonight, because of what Trestle's defense was able to do, not only to hold just on that first initial drive, the 11-player by Oregon to a field goal, but then take the ball away in the red zone, off the tip ball, poor throw by Gabriel gives you an opportunity. And Oregon was, as we like to say, complicit here tonight. They were gettable. And that's why this is going to be one that you sit with for quite some time. And you mentioned that was 0-6, Lance, the number against ranked teams. It just continues to mount, waiting for that signature moment. And you don't get number one in town quite often. So many years ago, we've talked about 2010 quite a bit. And before the Penn State game, we were talking about it with Matt LePay. And said it sure would be nice to add another one of those highlights to the opening montage of Badger football, Lance. Definitely thought could have had one here tonight. But too much Oregon late, and really the pass rush on that final drive, too, gets into the face of Braden Locke. Difficult decision, difficult spot, tip ball up into the air. I know there's a lot of people out for Braden Locke here tonight, and Badger quarterback will talk to Mike Heller coming up, and we'll play that for you when we can along our post-game show. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. 16-13 the final. Oregon moves to 11-0. And very close to a unanimous selection. You'd already think into the college football playoff. They'll have a bye week and then take on Washington, a rivalry game, and then head to the Big Ten championship game, you would assume. We'll update the Big Ten standings as well on the other side and give you a look at where everything sits after today's action. Going into next week, a big one with Ohio State and Indiana Badgers. We'll head to Nebraska, give you a look at what the Cornhuskers did way out west against USC. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. It's a difficult night to finish, but a heck of a battle here at Camp Randall, and the 78,000-plus that were in attendance got their money's worth tonight as the Badgers do fall 16-13, put up a great effort against the number one team in the land, the Oregon Ducks. We got more of our local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Badger fans, it's football season. Whether you're grilling up saucy wings, cheesy nachos, or juicy brats, tailgating is all about delicious food and great times. And with all that comes the mess. That's where Bounty paper towels come in. Bounty holds up to tough messes, making cleanup a breeze. Bounty, the quicker picker upper, is always ready to tackle those game day messes. And the best place to stock up? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown store. Bounty and Piggly Wiggly, helping you gear up for Badger football.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Camp Randall Stadium. It's time for us to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Lance Allen, I'm Billy Schmidt. There's a lot of ways and a lot of places we could go here, but difficult for me not to think of that energizing moment was that deep ball to Vinny Anthony that ultimately sets up the touchdown just before half. One of the biggest reasons why, Lance, I thought it was so massive was 52 seconds left in the half. Oregon still sitting, I believe, at that moment with all three timeouts. And the Badgers get called for a holding penalty on Jack Nelson. Backs them up to a first and 20. Could be thinking, just make sure you don't give the ball back to Gabriel and company with a chance to make this a more than a one-score game, getting the ball at half. And instead, it's 43 yards down the field to Vinny Anthony. And then a few plays later, it's Will Pauling into the end zone on the screen pass for a touchdown. Right at that moment, to bounce back after the penalty, Lance, a self-inflicted wound that was answered by a good heel by the team. That's a heck of a moment right here for this stadium to feel some energy.
No doubt about it. I mean, game of swings, game of emotion. They were riding that wave for a while, and I thought they did it quite well. They took a couple of punches, more punches, my friend, than the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson tragedy that we kind of half saw the other night. You know, it wasn't spinning wheel of death or anything like that. They hung in there. They took some punches early, and I thought only being down 6-0, they were doing a nice job. And then all of a sudden it's 6-3, and then all of a sudden it's 10-6 right before the half. And even into the fourth quarter, you're thinking, hey, you know, this is possible in 13-13. And, you know, you get the ball 2:36 left and three timeouts plus the you don't call it the two-minute warning, you call it the two-minute timeout. So literally four timeouts. And that's the shame in it, Billy, is, yeah, I thought that there were some moments in this game where there was that one that you described or the Will Pauling touchdown or just certain things in this game that I think they could have really, you know, rode the momentum to victory off of that, and it just did not happen.
Well, and one other moment that is a close second is the stop on the fake field goal, because you could hear this place just a buzz, and not just because you could tell that a lot of people had the plus 13 and a half. You just knew that there was a feeling. You get one big play here, Lance, you could be rolling down the field and change tonight, because you only need one big play, one big chunk to really give Nathaniel Vaikos a chance potentially to put something through the uprights and get this thing to overtime. None doing as the second play is deflected up into the air, batted up into the air, and Braden Locke's pass is intercepted, and the dreams go goodbye, and a 16-13 loss is stacked up to now 5-5 for the Wisconsin Badgers. It's our energizing performance of the night, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Lance, a couple other things. When you look at the secondary being able to play here tonight, that's a really potent offense. I know Tez Johnson out for Oregon was discussed, and he's their leading receiver, and absolutely that helps the Badgers be able to cover up in the back end. But I thought they were fantastic here tonight, continually giving them a chance against one of the best quarterbacks that, you know, not only is playing right now in college football, but statistically one of the best, you know, college quarterbacks we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously breaking Case Keenum's touchdown record for a reason and pretty much holding him out of the end zone. 5 of 15 on third downs. I don't think the, 7 yards per pass attempt, that wasn't crazy. I thought, you know, hopefully Hunter Waller is okay. We'll get updates during the week on that front. But I just thought that they did a really good job And you mentioned it with the fake field goal as well, is I just thought they were very well coached on that play and very adept at diagnosing that early rather than late, because that could have been an easy first down. And just a great awareness by the defense to kind of crash in on that end and to stop that. So, yeah, anything they did against Dillon Gabriel I thought was very, very good. I mean, literally a week after breaking Case Keenum's NCAA record for career total touchdowns, he didn't run or pass for a touchdown. And I thought that was key. James was just good enough, you know, 25 carries, 121 yards. So, you know, basically moved the chains a little bit. But they just did what they needed to do. And that's sometimes why a team is number one in the nation, Billy, is, you know, they don't always do it in pretty fashion. You don't get style points, but somehow, some way, they find a way to win, especially on the road, which is not easy in that environment.
You mentioned Jordan James. There was a moment there, Lance, where I'm standing up saying, what on earth are you not just doing, putting the ball in 20's gut every single time? Because he's getting five or six a crack. And luckily, the Badgers were able to, you know, hold him behind the line at least once every 3 to 4 plays, it felt like, and give a little bit of pause to the Oregon offensive coordinator to not continue to run it, because he was getting some big chunks. Just consistently, the Badgers were able to make the one stop to give a little bit of pause to the Ducks and make them put the ball up into the air. And you want to put the ball up into the air when you got Dillon Gabriel at quarterback, no doubt about it. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. A lot more coming up as Badgers fall tonight to the number one team in the land, 16-13, the Oregon Ducks, 11-0, the one of two undefeated teams in the Big Ten. We'll give you a look at those scores and that scoreboard when we return and wrap things up. Get ready for Battle for the Freedom Trophy coming up next week as the Badgers will head to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers. We're back with more from Camp Randall. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. This is the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. More coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history, and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card to make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
...are with fan bases that are looking for some answers and looking for some positive vibes.
Somehow I don't think that your alligators are going to touch down in Lincoln, Nebraska, Billy. You know, you're not going to let your slippers, touch down in that place. But no, now it is kind of what we had mentioned last week. And I know you and I were on local shows. We've been on post-game shows together and things like that. And, you know, knowing that there was a pretty decent chance that this could happen, that you could have a good game but kind of fall short. And you could tell the dejection in Luke Fickell's voice when he talked to Mike Heller. As down as I've heard him, you know, in a post game. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's as down as he's been. And now you're in a situation where Nebraska's lost four straight. The Badgers have lost three straight. They're not where either team is not where they want to be. And one of these teams is going to become bowl eligible and get healthier, and the other one is going to have to sweat bullets the last game of the year in order to see if they can even extend their season into the postseason. So, this is a bigger game than you would think, and I think it's a game where you got to take the positives from this and somehow, some way, say we can't be looking backwards, or we're going to continue to look backwards. We got to look forward. And win this game. And then, I dare say, Minnesota's a winnable game as well. So you finish the season strong and build for the future.
Yeah, Nebraska sits currently 2-5 in conference play. Minnesota, as you mentioned, Lance, is the last game of the year. They're 4-3 in the conference, 6-4 overall. So PJ Flex boys are going to row themselves to a bowl game. And some people don't necessarily like making a big deal of what those bowl practices are, but when you're a program that needs to develop and needs to get better, needs to see your young players play, they're very important. Those bowl practices are very important. So getting one of these two at least wins and start it up next week, win these two trophies, stack those bad boys up in the football department, and be able to look at those every single day when you come into work out in the offseason would be a very, very good thing to feel for this Badgers group. Elsewhere in the Big Ten today, Ohio State took care of business over Northwestern 31-7, sets up a massive game next week against Indiana for what would look like a right to go to the Big Ten championship game. Purdue keeping themselves right in the mix there, 6-1 in Big Ten play as they beat the brakes off the Boilermakers of Purdue 49-10 earlier on today. Nebraska fell to USC 28-20, Rutgers over Maryland 31-17. And Illinois, 38-16 winners over Michigan State earlier on today. So Nebraska's next up on the calendar, 5-5 meet 5-5, looking at potentially a late afternoon kick coming up from Lincoln, Nebraska next week. Lance Allen and I will have the postgame show as we always do. And make sure tonight to stay with us. Our local postgame show will continue in Madison on 1310 WIBA AM and 97.3. The game in Milwaukee. Take some calls. Hear more from Luke Fickell as he meets the rest of the assembled media. Mike Heller not only catching up with the Badgers head coach, catching up with many members of the team as well. And we'll bring you all of that and more coming up with myself, Bill Schmidt, and Lance Allen as our postgame show continues locally on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee and 1310 WIBA AM in Madison. Thanks to Dave McCann and Aisha Jackson for their help here tonight. Thanks to Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Sports Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up next week from Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Badgers take on the Cornhuskers with a win, will become bowl eligible once again for the 23rd consecutive year. As Badgers take on the Cornhuskers coming up next week in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And